Meanwhile, a new report out from the Federal Accounting Standards Advisory Board wants to be a reference for best practices in management and accounting for your agency. Wendy Payne is the executive director of the Federal Accounting Standards Advisory Board and joins us now with more on what kind of guidance can be found in that report. Good morning, Ms. Payne. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
First, let's get some basics regarding the MD&A, what it is and where it appears.
The MD&A, MD&A stands for Management's Discussion and Analysis. It's presented in each agency's financial report, and that report is required by law. So those reports are available on the website, and it's a terrific opportunity to find out more about an agency.
And so what are some of the best practices that could apply to the MD&A? Sounds like agencies have a little room to grow there.
Well, they do. The Federal Accounting Standards Advisory Board provided general guidelines, but really how well they're executed depends on the agency. And as you can imagine, the agency's task is to tell the story of what they've done, their past efforts and results, as well as their future challenges. And getting that in a concise section of an annual report is very challenging.
And I just wanted to ask you, are we really talking about strictly accounting reporting, or are we talking about finance? Because I tend to think of finance as a bigger issue than merely accounting.
Yes, I agree with you that finance is bigger than accounting, and the management's discussion and analysis really should be directed to a wide audience, citizens, legislators, executives. It should pull together finance and non-financial performance information, as well as talking about future challenges. So it is very broad.
In making it as broad as you can, have you made it so that people can understand it? I mean, some of this stuff is going to wind up being in a whole different language, you know?
Well, it is. And making a plain English presentation in your management's discussion and analysis is the goal. One of the good examples, I think, is about forward-looking information. Management's really in the best position to explain to readers what lies ahead for an agency, what kinds of challenges they face. One of our best practices was with Veterans Affairs. They did a terrific job of describing their population of veterans, how it's changing. And, for example, the way it's changing means they need to use the Internet to a greater extent and perhaps social media to reach some of the younger veterans.
Now, last evening, I was at the SEER Awards that are given out by the Association of Government Accountants, which are awards for good reporting and good financial management. What do those agencies know that could be learned by everybody else?
You know, I would point to those agencies as very good examples, and I have to give a caveat. The report, the best practices report, was done by the Accounting Lobbying Policy Committee by a small group of 13 people led by Regina Carney from OMB. And one of the limitations they had was they could only look at the large agency reports. And last night at the SEER Awards, the Association of Government Accountants recognized the Federal Trade Commission as having a very effective MD&A. And they weren't included in our population, but this morning I looked at their MD&A, and it's fabulous.
And so looking at it from, say, a program manager standpoint or a member of the public who's interested, what can you learn from a good report about an agency?
You know, it's supposed to give a picture of who we are, what our mission is, and at a high level, what we do. So, and we did a user needs study and found, frankly, that citizens don't know a lot about the structure of the government, which agencies are doing the kinds of things that they're interested in. So I think it's a terrific way. In fact, if I were in a CFO office and tasked with writing an MD&A, this is a different take on it, but I would write it as if I were going to give it to my incoming secretary. What would I want my secretary to know about this organization in 30 to 40 pages, what we accomplished during the past year, and what lies ahead for us?
Good advice. So then who would the audience be? You had mentioned earlier how broad you wanted it to be. Does that mean, you know, everybody, you know, the housewife out in Peoria in addition to the federal manager?
Well, in all honesty, I rather doubt a lot of citizens. And our user needs study found that citizens really weren't even aware that agencies produced audited financial reports. We had a group that looked at the Consolidated Financial Report of the U.S. government and identified Citizens as a key user, but that there would be tremendous challenges in reaching them. So you do need to keep in mind the Citizens, but I think you also need to focus, particularly at the agency level, in contrast to the Consolidated Financial Report level. At the agency level, my opinion is you would need to think more about incoming executives, people on the Hill who don't have a lot of time but who might want that 30 to 40-page overview of an organization, particularly the chance to link financial and non-financial information, because I think this is one of the few reports that tries to bring them together.
We're speaking with Wendy Payne. She's executive director of the Federal Accounting Standards Advisory Board. And so in the advice, I guess my question is, who should be writing the report? Who actually writes the report? And what are some things that are not in the reports generally that you're advising should be in there?
Well, most of the agencies that get clean opinions are meeting the minimum. All of the agencies that get clean opinions are meeting minimum requirements for MD&As. The best practices guide is intended to bring it to that next level where it's just a tremendously useful product. And so as many tools as we can put out there for the staff. My understanding is that the management's discussion and analysis, and keep in mind that I'm not an auditor, I'm not in the field, but my understanding is MD&As really require efforts from all over the agencies. They require program people, program administrators, budget staff, a finance staff, as well as the public relations staff within each organization.
Is this the first best practices guide you guys have put together?
It is.
Why now?
Well, this effort started about a year and a half ago with a review. We at FASAP, we're reviewing all of the accounting standards selectively as we go through. We're reviewing to see how well they've been implemented. Is there something we can do to improve the implementation or perhaps to take away requirements that, frankly, aren't meeting our expectations and can't meet our expectations? So that's what led us to look again at management's discussion and analysis, particularly because we kept hearing from folks who read these reports that they're not as good as they could be. So we first looked at our standards to see, do we need to improve our standards? And the group that did that effort came back and said, you know, you don't. The standards are there. It really is a matter of how challenging it is to pull together people from across the organization and effectively prepare what should be relatively concise, but because of the complexity ends up being often very long reports. Another area where folks are having challenges is financial analysis. We often see reports where they've simply highlighted, done the math for folks. Well, here's the change in the financial numbers, but without going deeper and explaining the underlying reason for the change. And that led to, well, if we don't need to change the standards, what can we do to help? Let's highlight some best practices.
Now, in business, when you read financial statements or look at balance sheets, there are clues to whether they're doing a good job or not. There's cash flow, there's EBITDA, there's profit. In looking at a government statement, or what are the parameters of performance that matter?
Well, that's the real challenge, that you don't have a single financial bottom line for a federal agency, as you've acknowledged. So it becomes very challenging to pull the financial and non-financial performance measures together. Agencies have been tasked and have come a long way in the area of performance measures and reporting performance measures. So you can find a lot of information about how they're doing. It's that next step of linking it to the financial piece that I think anecdotally we would say they're not doing as great a job at.
So how can people then get their hands on the best practices guide?
The best practices guide is available at our website. The website is fasab.gov, fasab.gov, and if they click on the reports link on the left side of the page, they will find this report.